Well, hello, gentlemen. It's Solo Man here. You may or may not know I have a YouTube channel called Solo Man as well. Well, yesterday I got a copyright takedown. Never had one of those before. It was a video of a burning fire or campfire by a lake. And I had that just running and sort of just did my talking as I usually do, lots of bullshit, you know. And I think I got the video on YouTube and I put a link to the channel, their channel. But the way people are now on UT and a lot of the internet, they're very self-centered. Maybe the person thought I was trying to make some money off of that video, but I don't make money on any of my videos and never have. That's not why I make them. But the person could have easily emailed me and just said something or whatever. Because now, with a copyright takedown, the site of mine has been closed for 7 days. In other words, I can't really do anything with it. I've removed the video, but knowing how selfish people are, they probably want me to pay some money or something, I don't know. The internet, and especially UT, has changed a great deal. It's become a very toxic, selfish place. And most of the creators on YouTube have gone. And the ones that are left are making content are under all the rules and regulations. And they've become bland and boring. Just like YouTube. But that's what you get when you get a CEO that's a femon of UT. And the only reason it's kept on going the way it has is because of the backup from Google. Now, I've put some videos on my channel, like Solar Man and Mr. Bonk 85, of green screening, and it's all free for anybody to download. And I say that. They're actually free to download and use. And all I ask them to do is to send me a link to what they've created. And of course, they don't have to. Anyway, this channel I got this burning fire from is from the Netherlands. Funny, I thought the people in Netherlands was quite nice people, but apparently, very selfish people, obviously. Many, many years ago, our creators on the YouTube used to help each other. It's quite a friendly place. But not anymore, I guess. But there's more trouble with YouTube again for me. They're going to take another video down because of nudity. Now, here's the picture in question. I guess you guys might remember this one. I just recently put it on. This is a picture, I guess, in the 1970s or 1980s of femons protesting. And of course, they do the one trick thing. They take their tops off. They're hardly in a sexual act of any kind, but that's not good enough. You're not allowed to show femons like that. Forget that these femons are stripping off everywhere, and everywhere you go, it's all you see is stripped off femons everywhere. And I was just helping them free the nipple, I think, is the word. And this isn't sexual content as far as I'm concerned, it's a protest. But you see how CEO femons of any kind make it personal, don't they? And that's why they don't make great CEOs or business people up the top. They make decisions on emotions, on personal things, and they shouldn't do that. But YouTube is nothing of the place it used to be, is it? Let's be honest, it's pretty much dead. It's bland and boring. It's basically gone woke. I mean, I don't make any money on YouTube videos and never have. But what about these people who do, and it's maybe their living? And this person put a copyright takedown on their video. It's quite a vindictive thing to do if you think about it. Of course, the whole internet now is basically a very toxic place. And I'm not on the internet nowhere near as I used to be. And I'm getting less and less all the time. Until probably one day I won't go on at all. And of course, UT doesn't like people like me anyway. I'm not pushing the right narrative, am I? So I bet you I've got a flag on my site at least. And they're always probably checking to see what they can do to get rid of me. YouTube could still be quite successful if it changed the CEO, who didn't just take things personally and made business decisions without any personal conflicts at all. And that would mean it would have to be a man, because all femons turn everything into a personal thing. Anyway, catch you later, guys. Well, if I'm still around, that is. Ha 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 ha.